If Jim was here, he would say, if you're looking for political leadership in American history, the first place to look is the late 18th century, and the last place to look is the late 20th and 21st century. It was the best, and it's now the worst.
Joseph Ellis is a visiting professor of leadership studies at Williams College. He was joined by Sidney Milkus and Bruce Miroff, both political science professors, for a discussion on American politics in honor of James McGregor Burns. A 1939 Williams graduate, Burns would teach at his alma mater and write more than 20 books on politics, history, and leadership. He is best known for his 1971 National Book Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of FDR, Roosevelt, the Soldier of Freedom. Miroff visited Burns 2 weeks before his death, July 15th, at the age of 95.
Jim was very sympathetic toward Obama's problems, especially because he saw them as stemming not primarily from any flaws of Obama, but fundamentally from the constitutional or Madisonian system, which he saw over his long career as a system intentionally designed to hobble and frustrate political leadership.
The three scholars talked about Burns' idea of transformational leadership, a term he coined, and the barriers that stand in a president's way of attaining it. The barricades discussed included checks and balances, staggered elections, which recently have swung power between the major parties every 2 years, and money's influence in the political process. Here's Milkus.
We have seen a transformation of partisanship from the decentralized, patronage-based parties that dominated American politics for the first 150 years of our history, that was anchored in the Congress, to a nationalized executive-centered partisanship that relies on presidential candidates and presidents to do a whole bunch of stuff, to pronounce party doctrine, to raise campaign funds.
Ellis says if Burns was part of the talk, he would call for a second constitutional convention to generate serious, radical conversation about changes to an outdated system that was developed and worked in the 18th century, but no longer does.
If you're really a leader, you don't want to be president of the United States. You want to be, you want to be head of a movement. You want to be, Martin Luther King. You don't want to be Lyndon Johnson. You don't want to deal with,
You want to be Frederick Douglass, not Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Frederick Douglass. You don't want to be Lincoln. And it's almost now, at the point when anybody with real leadership ability, who in his right mind wants to be president of the United States? You've got to be nuts.
Miroff echoed Burns' argument that progressive leaders do not go at change alone.
It is in the bond, and sometimes the tension, between individual leadership and collective action that lay Jim's hope for progressive politics in America.
In the audience was Susan Dunn, the partner of the late Burns. A former Williams professor herself, she and Burns wrote two books together.
Oh, I think he would have been absolutely delighted, and the points that were made by all three of the participants were absolutely brilliant, about collective leadership, about social movements, about the presidency, about the gridlock caused by checks and balances, about Jim's preference for a parliamentary system.
Part two of the series will focus on Vladimir Putin and modern political leadership. It's set for January 22nd. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.